The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is the 11th of June, 2019, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. A lot of things going on today. We're starting right off the bat with our buddies from Turtle Bay, Christina Gutierrez. And who is kind of like the leader of the group here.
Okay, I'll take that.
Okay. No, you're talking to that. Don't talk
Sorry,
to me.
I'll
I know
take
as
that.
Much as you like to look and talk to me when you do that, unless you're a highly trained pro, your voice will turn sideways.
Got it.
Of course, when I say a highly trained professional, I do it all the time. You know, my voice goes in, and it's like watching a car race. I would like to announce that my scheduler, the thing that's got everything that means anything to me about dates, events, and everything has gone on vacation. So if you show up here at the studio here the next few days and I have a surprised look on my face, that's why. It's because I don't know who's coming on here. I mean, I have an idea, but the further I get away from my scheduler, the less I really know who's going to be on here. But good morning, and you're here with Julia Cronin and Amanda Cramp here, and we're getting ready to talk about being scared.
Yeah. Ooh. Good morning.
Good morning. So what's going on?
Well, we have a new exhibition that just rolled in this past month on May 31st. It started called Goosebumps, The Science of Fear, and Amanda and Julia here can tell us a little bit about that, and I brought them to kind of talk about it because they get to do the fun stuff of setting everything up and choosing our exhibitions, and so I wanted them to come on and tell everyone about the science of fear.
Well, thank you for letting us.
Okay, you know what? People like being scared.
They do.
You know, I've read this thing about horror films and why people go to horror films and why some people are stuck on horror films because there's a certain, I don't know what it is, I mean, but isn't there certain kinds of being scared, though? I mean, sometimes it's not good, and other times it's kind of good.
Well, one of the things about this exhibition that's so great is it talks about, you know, a little fear is very important. It's a survival mechanism. But too much fear can be debilitating. It can be a phobia that prevents you from doing things like leaving your house.
Bare fear and reasonable fear.
Right.
We teach, no, believe it or not, we teach that in concealed carry.
Absolutely.
If you see a clown coming down the street and you're just terrified of clowns, do you have a right to shoot the clown? No. No, it's just bare fear. Or it's, but if the clown's got a machete and a holding a head in the other hand, possibly it goes to reasonable fear.
Right.
And then, what a reasonable person would feel.
But there's also, you know, it talks about a fear. Like, you might be afraid of electric shock, but you're not phobic of it. But you're reasonably afraid of it.
As you probably should be.
But it also discusses phobias. And it discusses physical fears like the fear of falling, the fear of electric shock, the fear of loud noises, height, things like that. But it also talks about those sort of mental fears that we have. On the internet, there's a lot of conspiracies and things that happen, right? So it goes back and it
talks
about...
There's conspiracies on the internet?
Oh, never.
Shocking.
Shocking. Shocking. So it talks about things through time where you see these conspiracies build up, like, I'll just admit, my in-laws were terrified of like, heavy metal music. They were sure that their children were all going to, you know, become devil worshippers or something because of the music they were listening to.
Were they wrong?
No. No, I mean, no, they were wrong. They were wrong. They were very wrong. But, and so it, my mother-in-law felt that way, like, most of her life. And
the heavy metal music was going to, well, heavy metal music probably affected some people.
Well, yeah, but you know what? They're going to be affected by something.
They're going to be affected by something.
You know, and, you know, so there was that kind of, that sort of idea of fear. But there's so much great brain science in this exhibition. I mean, Amanda and I were just amazed with the content, talking about mostly your amygdala.
Yep. If you walk
your
out
what?
Of that,
your what?
The amygdala. It's the part of your brain that makes you feel fear. Everybody has it. Even mice have it.
Really? So everybody's got this thing. Well, but see, fear is not is not bad.
Right.
If you can control it.
Right.
If
you
can control fear.
Animals survive in the wild by having fear responses, the freeze, fight, or flight.
Now, let me ask this. When you pull up to a 7-Eleven sometimes, and, I mean, this is, I believe this is the DNA things, but we get ready to pull into some place sometimes, and you go, you know, I'm not going to pull in there. Is that something that you, is that just the fact that we've evolved and we're still alive, or is that that little part in your brain saying, there's something wrong here? Do we know?
Well, I don't know what I've not had your experience at 7-Eleven.
Well, haven't you pulled in, started to pull
yeah,
into
like
some place and just
go,
this isn't a good idea, and you just keep going?
Yeah, like your gut, you know,
yeah.
having that well, feeling of.
But that, but people have that. I was just wondering if that had something to do with that little, that part of your brain that's saying, hey, there's something wrong here.
We have a lot of different brain structures that do different things. And that's one of the great things about this exhibition is it talks about all of that. So you've got that sort of basal brain that is giving you these, like, you don't know why you're having this responses. And then there's, like, full-on phobias about things that are completely unreasonable because they're not going to happen to you necessarily. But then there's phobias that are completely, like, valid, but because you're like, I'm going to admit this, I don't swim in the ocean. But I don't live near the ocean, so that's not a problem, right? It's not like I'm going to have a sudden...
But you don't swim, but why? Because there's things out in the ocean?
Just everything gives me the heebie-jeebie squeamies. I do not like to swim in the... And I grew up by the ocean, but I grew up by a cold ocean, so that it was okay to not go swimming in that ocean.
Okay.
But it was funny, I mentioned that during our training, and I had someone laugh at me. Because she couldn't understand that phobia. And that's one of the things that this talks about is you do not understand other people's phobias. Doesn't mean their phobia is wrong. It means we need to have compassion for people.
Yeah.
And one of the things I love about this exhibition is it talks about dealing with your own fears, but also how to give your kids coping mechanisms to deal with their fears. And fears that might change through time over your life. You might be less afraid of something as you get older, but you might become more afraid of something else.
Very true. Like afraid of the dark. The kids are afraid of the dark, you know, and then they grow out of that sometimes. I mean, I have a nightlight, but, you know, but I think that there's a lot of really fun ways to explore that for the kids. We always at Turtle Bay try to make our exhibitions interactive. It's a place for kids to have fun while they're learning. There's a lot of buttons to push and things to explore. A lot of really cool stuff. And these gals can talk about some of our more intensive rooms, the fear rooms.
So when you walk into the exhibition, yes,
dun, dun, dun.
A challenge course, a place to face your fears. And so each room has a different kind of ubiquitous fear that we all kind of experience from time to time, fear of animals. So you stick your hand into a terrarium with live animals. Are you brave enough to do something like that?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
You know what? I stick my head into things sometimes like that. I don't mean to. It just happens. Yeah. But no. Yeah, I'll do that. Because I, you know what? You know why? Because even if it's kind of like, I know that the people at Turtle Bay are not going to put something in there that's going to eat one of my fingers.
Very trusting
of you.
You
never know.
Well, I tell you what, let me be the first one to stick my hand in there, and if my finger comes off, we'll have to readjust our advertising rates. I mean, really rechange our advertising rates. And we may have just a whole wing devoted to Carl Bott and his finger. No, but you're right. And, you know, there are the, so I didn't realize that you had the places you could stick your hand.
And there's a room where you face your fear of loud noises. You face your fear of electric shock. Are you willing to get shocked? And what does that feel like?
Do you remember, this is probably well before your time, but do you remember those things that you could go to at the amusement parks and stuff, and you put your hands on these two brass, just like a handles, and then the electric current would start to surge. And it would measure how long you could take the electric current.
Because that's healthy.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I remember that when I was growing up.
I've seen.
You know
them.
What? They probably outlawed because they're not good for you. But the little arrow would go up and saying how, you know, sissy and, you know, all these things up till. But your hands, your arms would just be locked at some point. So
yeah. See, everything we have is safe.
You can experience all those fears in a safe place. Our electric shock is not going to stick you to anything. But it's one of those things. It's like, are you willing to let yourself be shocked?
Wow.
Fear of falling also. We have a falling
fear
machine.
Fear of falling. That's a big thing for
it's
people.
It's a big thing. And we had people, I ran the machine on opening night, and there were people who were like, nah, I just don't want to do that. And other people who had to be hauled away, who did not want to get near it.
Really?
And shockingly, children were fine.
Oh, yeah. The kids love it. I was in there the other day, and there's a huge line.
Okay. I need to take a break here. But the one of the things I don't have fear of, is there fear of sleep?
I think there are people who are afraid to go to sleep because they're afraid they won't wake up.
Well, you know why? They don't use a sleep number bed.
Okay.
If you had a sleep there number bed and you lay down in that sleep number bed, it is just so comfortable. You think, well, if I'm going to be here forever, why not be in a sleep number bed? Now, my sleep number setting is 60 and Linda's sleep number setting is 40. And I can't tell you enough about this bed. How much is a good night's sleep worth? Well, a sleep number bed has made all the difference for us. As you know, we run around and we run from spot to spot to spot many times. But the one thing happens is that when we get to bed that night, we get a great night's sleep. In fact, Sleep Number has been ranked number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. And right now, for a limited time, a queen Sleep Number's 360 C2 smart bed is now only $899. Plus, special financing is available subject to credit approval. You have to make minimum monthly payments, but we're all used to that, aren't we? But you're only going to find this at the Sleep Number store down in the Target Shopping Center, right next to the Vitamin Shop. Head on down there. Go to the Sleep Number store. Lay on the bed. They're going to tell you what your firmness rating is. And you're going to probably feel something different because they've got beds down there, the 360 adjustable smart beds, that as you move, they adjust to you. That's Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages. It is 7:17 in the morning and probably around 74 degrees already. We'll be right back.
You'll find comedy, country music, and more this year at the Shasta District Fair June 19th through the 22nd with the insane Skip Banks cast of wacky characters. Louis Fox one-man sideshow featuring side-splitting comedy and magic tricks. The comedy show of master hypnotist Tyson. Plus, country music with Chad Bushnell and Logan Mize. Go to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com and save up to 30% on admission tickets and carnival ride wristbands. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 19th.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served Hungry Appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep-fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday, a Reading landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Relax, restore, and rejuvenate at Wind River Spa inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Indulge in some body pampering with our summer spa specials featuring oxygenated facial, summer glow body scrub, CBD warming massage, spa pedicure, and 15% off all waxing. Retreat from the demands of daily life. Book your summer spa specials now featuring farmhouse fresh products. Gift certificates available for purchase. Summer spa specials at Wind River Spa.
Shasta District Fair.
Shasta Strong is action-packed with Waterworks Park Kids Day, free to kids 12 and under, and only $1 for everyone else.
And our carnival ride special.
Free Senior Day.
Gear Jam and Auto Racing.
Hypnotist.
Crazy Wacky Magicians.
Side-splitting comedy.
Country music with Logan Mize.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you.
And all entertainment is free with paid fair admission.
Support our youth at the Junior Livestock Auction.
Visit the Kids Corner and stroll the grounds.
Shasta District Fair opens June 19th.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to the Chamber. KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We're here with Turtle Bay talking about Goosebumps, the Science Affair, which is the exhibition that's going on right now. And I'm here with Christina Gutierrez, Amanda Cramp, and Julia Cronin. And we're talking about this. This is kind of cool, huh?
Oh, this is very cool.
Okay, what are the little things? Okay, Fear of Falling. You've got in the exhibit, you can experience lots of fears, not the swimming in the ocean, perhaps.
Not the swimming in the ocean part.
But yeah. Maybe you could just jump in there with timber. Float around there with the beaver in there, just, you know. Okay, so what's the feedback you're getting here?
Oh, man. Well, people love it. I think it's one of the things is you kind of have to be in there to really experience it. Our commercials right now are up, but they do not do it justice. You have to go in and see. It's a huge exhibition, multiple halls.
All right, I'm coming in.
You have to come.
I'm going to come in. You know what? And it's funny how, because I've done mountain work in my, you know, my last life, you know, and it went through, you know, mountain leadership and all these, and in climbing. And it's, I'm not crazy about heights. If I get up like on a four-story building, you kind of look over the edge, I'm kind of like, ooh. I mean, it kind of like gives you a little, I don't know, it's like a little rush through your body.
I would say that's a reasonable fear, though.
I would think it is, too. But yet, if you're going to jump out of an airplane and you have a parachute on, I don't have that. I don't know why that is, except to think that, well, if I fall out, I'm gonna land okay. Maybe that's it.
Or are you? Yeah, a big gamble.
Well, there's been times I wondered about that.
It's not the fall that hurts you.
No, it's that abrupt landing and everybody else falling around you. So where did this come from?
California Science Center in Los Angeles.
Okay.
It's been on the road for a while, and it's really popular, and we saw the great response to it. And Amanda was the one who saw it, and she decided that we needed to pursue this particular exhibition.
Okay. So you saw it then. So this is it. Okay. So we want everybody to go down there. Mm-hmm. A membership ticket or a membership for a family is just
$90 a year.
$90 a year.
Which breaks down to less than $8 a month if you break it down. And that's for a family of six.
Well, you know what? But it's not only that. You've got so many other things going on there. Come on, let's just talk about that. Besides, of course, you come down to get the Goosebumps, the Science of Fear.
Well,
but then you've got so many other things.
This is a great time to come down if you haven't been in a while because we have so much going on, so much that we go to our website, turtlebay.org. We have so many things listed. But we have our Goosebumps exhibition. We also have our animal shows running right now, which are Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. and noon, which our animal care staff has a really great show this year. Some new animals coming in, really fun and entertaining. And we also have our butterfly house open right now, and that's open through the end of this month. June 30th is
just
the last day.
Oh, okay. So we'll be down there. I think this – oh, heck, I'm just going to go down there during the week. That's the best time to go anyway. It's not too crowded.
Definitely. And then always.
Wait a minute. If you have not been to the Butterfly House, now here's the Butterfly House. Oh, no. It's great. And you can actually, it doesn't cost you anything at Turtle Bay except the nectar cups for the
Yeah, almost everything's included with the admission.
Can't you buy something in the butterfly house?
Well, when available, and I'm not sure how many are available at this point because we're at the end, but you can buy the release of a butterfly out of its chrysalis.
Yeah.
And you can name your butterfly as it flies away.
Yeah. And if you haven't taken your kids there or your grandkids there, you need to go down and see this butterfly exhibition. You're not going to see it anywhere else.
Oh, it's gorgeous. And yeah. For those of you who utilize social media, the lighting in there is aces. So nice. and the pictures that you get of the butterflies up close are so beautiful. Each one's so different. And we have laminated identification cards that let you kind of explore the butterfly house and find the different types. We have about 32 different species over there.
And the outdoor animal shows?
Yeah. So 11 a.m. and noon, the outdoor animal shows are happening in the outdoor pavilion. And, you know, it's not too hot right now, and it's a perfect time to come experience it. And all ages are welcome. And for those who maybe have a hard time sitting still, which I have one of those, you can always view from the balcony and come and go as you please. But, yeah, it's a really great experience to go see that and really see our animals in a different way. We do those in the summer and also in the fall indoors.
And none of these things that you're going to see down there are anything that isn't natural,
behavior. Yeah.
Flying or digging or the porcupine coming up and licking the kids. I'm not sure if that's natural, but I'm sure it is.
I mean, somehow.
Okay, the porcupine does not come up and lick the kids, all right?
We don't want that to happen.
We do not want that to happen.
We also have two playgrounds open now. We have a 0-5 playground for little ones, and then we just opened our big kids playground, Forest Adventure, which is a really large playground. It features a large tower, so maybe not for you because you're afraid of heights, but also a big slide and the zip line.
I'm not afraid of heights. Let's just say I give it
cautious
much, I give a cautious optimism when I'm up there. okay, now, something for the older kids.
Yeah.
The Turtle Bay is going to have Brews by the Bridge.
Heck yes, we are.
This weekend.
This Friday.
Friday. Yeah, that's right.
Couple days.
The 11th.
Yeah, so June 14th, this Friday, 6:30 to 9:30, we are holding our annual Brews by the Bridge. This is a fundraiser that we do each year that helps really raise money for our education programs and our exhibitions here at Turtle Bay. This is a 21 and over event, so this is for the adults to come out and have a good time. We have about 11 NorCal vendors for breweries, and there's some really tasty food coming in and live music. It's going to be a great time.
Who's our live music this year, Christina?
Cold Sweat, which is a really great NorCal band.
Now, this is probably one of the best known bands around. In fact, if you went to the Taste of Reading last Sunday, a lot of these beers were there, and I can tell you, that when you're talking about a brute, you're going to get like the small glasses or mugs, I think, because they don't pour you like a, 12 ounces or 18 ounces, because you've got 12 breweries there.
Your first beer is a full beer and it's free with admission, mm-hmm. and then additional beers are only $5 a pint.
Okay.
And you could do a tasting flight like what you're talking about
for
$10.
Yeah, the tasting flight.
But you can get full beers there.
Yeah, full beers.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh yeah, so that's right, because you're not charging admission, so they're just kind of coming in. We are charging admission.
Yeah. Okay. It's only $15 though on pre-sale, which is a heck of a deal if you think about a date night. $15 a person is $30. You get to come out. You get to enjoy music. You get to enjoy the beer, the atmosphere. And then, there's also a bunch of food vendors like Holy Crate Food Truck, Player's Pizza, Tango's Tacos. And you can grab yourself a bite to eat as well. Make it a date.
This is going to be a great night down there. And what time does it start?
Starts at 6:30 to 9:30. Tickets are available at the door, but they're a little bit more expensive at the door. So if you want to come, go to turtlebay.org, buy your tickets, or come into the museum and buy your tickets.
Yeah, they're going to be $15 through Thursday.
Mm-hmm. And then they're $15 for members as well.
Okay, or $20 at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And includes one full beer free with admission.
Sure does.
And see, you learned all about beer in Last Call and
Intoxicating
History of Alcohol, so now you can apply that knowledge by coming to this event.
Mm-hmm.
We have somebody that wrote in, this will make you laugh, but I am petrified of large parrots. Especially macaws. I wonder what the clinical term for that is. She's jumping at it right
a
now.
A lot of people are afraid of birds. And that's a totally – and I know somebody who's deathly afraid of snakes who was laughing because her mother's afraid of birds. And I said, well, it's the same fear she has for birds you have for snakes. And she's like, well, that's not reasonable. I said, well, I don't think your snake fear is reasonable. So it's your own personal –
fear of birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine there's fear. There's fears for almost everything.
What? There's a fear of people's knees in this exhibition.
A fear of gold.
A fear of gold?
Yeah. Fear of gold?
Yeah.
Fear of gold.
You know, fear of chickens.
Well, I can understand chickens. I mean, because if you were little around the farm, chickens are vicious. You know, I mean, they'll come up pet you and chase you and all these things.
The Canadian geese, too.
Oh, even worse. Even worse, Canadian geese. Oh, but we have to take a break here, and we're waiting for the next group to come in. So, last thoughts, ladies.
Just come out to our Goosebumps exhibition. It's going to be available till September 2nd. And then don't forget about Brews by the Bridge this Friday if you want to come on. 21 and over event, Brews by the Bridge, 6:30 to 9:30.
And we'll talk about this some more this week. This is part of our live reads. We'll just throw it in there, remind everybody what a great time you can have.
Awesome.
At this. But this is, you know what, Turtle Bay. I mean, it is a gem up here of the North State, and we're very fortunate to have Turtle Bay there, and then we've got, of course, the bridge, Sundial Bridge, and now the Sheraton and the Mosaic. All of that down there is really you can spend a couple of days down there, I mean, easily.
Oh, yeah.
And then the trails that everything's along there, and we didn't even get into the flowers and all the
gardens are
the
beautiful
gardens
right
are
now.
Beautiful, I bet, right now.
Yeah, we're a 300-acre park. There's so much to see. So if you haven't been, come out. This is a good time to come out.
So thank you so much, ladies, for being here with me.
Oh, and, thank you for being here.
We'll have to come down and walk through there and stick our hands into strange boxes with tarantulas. So, okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Lion Seed in an Air. Over a quarter of a century, Martin and Pam have been doing just outstanding work, voted best in the North State. They provide warranties, they provide guarantees, and they're there for you. And it's going to be like 106 today, and we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back. So Alliance Heated and Air, give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. We'll be right back with our friends from Shasta Regional Medical Center. For butterfly kisses, after bedtime prayer, sticking little white flowers all up in her hair. Walk beside the pony, Daddy, it's my first ride. I know the cake looks funny, Daddy, but I sure tried. Oh, with all that I've done wrong, I must have done something to deserve a hug every morning and butterfly kisses at night. This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place. and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. It's the 11th of June, 2019, 7:36 in the morning. And Ashley, tell us what the weather's going to be. We somehow skipped over that the first 5 minutes of the show.
Yeah, we got excited about the Turtle Bay Goosebumps exhibit, I think. We are looking at a high of 105 today, so this is the peak of the heat wave, but it doesn't mean it's going away anytime soon. We have that slight north wind, which is bringing us plenty of heat. Low of 72 tonight, so open your windows if you can. 100 degrees tomorrow, low around 70. Copy-paste for the foreseeable future.
Okay, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Anderson business, but it's also a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and the reason we came in with Mr. Roboto is y'all have reached a kind of a milestone over there at Shasta Regional.
Well, we have. We're looking today. Dr. Paul Beck is doing his 500th Da Vinci surgery and you know, they started out doing these at Mercy, and we've recently acquired the technology, and he's decided to do his 500 case with us. So that says a lot for his confidence in our crew and how we practice there. So it's exciting.
For people that don't know what the Da Vinci is, the process, what can you explain that to the people quickly?
Yeah, it's a surgical platform that allows minimally invasive surgery. It could be for, you know, gallbladder surgery or hysterectomy, those type of surgeries. And the benefit is it doesn't disturb the anatomy like general surgery can with regard to, you know, when we used to do it open surgery.
Yeah, because gallbladders, right, they used to, like, open you up. Yeah. I mean, open you up and reach in there and take things out. And so, I mean, you could have some real scars there.
That's right. And there was a lot of scars. It was very invasive. And the technology now allows the surgeon not only to – the surgeon sits down and – so there's a lot less fatigue. The surgeon's careers can last longer now with this platform. It's a game changer. It was invented and FDA approved in the year 2000, and it's widely accepted around the world now. And so we brought it to Shasta at the end of last year, and we've done we're ramping up the program, and we're having a lot of success.
And when we say minimally invasive, like, they can go through a person's navel, and
it's a
thin
tube. Tiny tube, and that's
with the
single
camera?
Plan approach. Sure. Well, three-dimensional camera.
Three-dimensional camera.
Right. And the surgeons basically are operating the tools with their fingers and the cameras, and they use their feet as well, so they can, you know, move some of the apparatus with their feet. They can move the camera with their feet. It's pretty impressive to watch.
They can get in closer, and then they can – then it reaches in there, and then it can excise. It can remove what they're – you know, like in this case,
right.
a gallbladder.
Right.
And when you come back out of this, you may have three small – or maybe I don't know how many.
Well, you know, let's talk about it. So a lot of procedures back in the day were done as inpatients. You went in the hospital,
yeah.
you stayed overnight. After your surgery, you might have stayed a couple more days, particularly gallbladders and hysterectomies. You know, and now this stuff is being done as an outpatient. You come in the morning, you have your surgery, and you go home at night.
Wow,
a lot less pain. In fact,
less time in the hospital.
Yeah, less time in the hospital. It's much more efficient. It's much more economically beneficial as well. And again, it extends the life of surgeons. I mean, surgeons can operate a lot longer now. They don't get the back problems, the neck problems. There's a lot. They're just sitting down. They're very comfortable. It's impressive technology.
I mean, you think about, like, if you're doing a heart surgery, you're standing up there for, what, 4 hours, something like this?
Sure.
And you're bent over or more. And
That's
then
right.
you're bent over. You've got all those things you're trying to do. You're trying to get in close where if – I mean, probably this type of surgery isn't for everything, but still, like
right.
you said, after a certain time, a person ages, and about the time that they're really, really, really good at something, they've only got like maybe 10, 12 years left.
Well, people can start to get, degenerative disc disease in their necks, and they can start having problems with their moving their hands or they're getting back pain from standing up and bending over. And it doesn't cause those type of injuries to surgeons. So it's very beneficial because it takes a lot to train a surgeon, obviously. It takes a lot of resources.
Yeah.
So extending their career is very beneficial.
Well, that's big. That's
yeah,
big.
That's huge.
I remember when they brought the first Da Vinci machine in here.
Right.
And what a game changer that was. And now here we are, 500, and this one surgeon's 500.
500. He's a real busy guy.
What can you – I mean, is there – I mean, when you talk about cracking chest and all that kind of stuff, that's still different than what Da Vinci can do, right?
Well,
can Da Vinci still get into the heart?
Da Vinci can, sure, you can do lung surgery with the Da Vinci. There is some cases where, that you can do bypass surgery with it. Our surgeon in town, Dr. Mazur, has done Da Vinci heart surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
So there is an application for it, but for the most part, it's general surgery for hernias, gallbladders, hysterectomies. It's huge, prostatectomies, and then some colorectal surgery applications as well.
Wow.
So it's got a pretty broad basis potential.
Robotic surgery. This is kind of what we're talking about. But what about in the are things coming up here in the future when we're talking about artificial intelligence and robots being able to do things like this?
Well,
minor things.
I think the application for this, and my understanding, the initial development was to where you could do, a surgeon could do surgery remotely. And I think there was some military investment in this technology as well, where you could have the robot, say, in another country, and the surgeon in another country, and as long as you had people that were there that were trained to operate the equipment, the surgeon could perform the surgery.
Wow.
And then it wasn't as practical as it could have been because, you do need a surgeon in the room, obviously. Came to be where it's the application that's being used now currently. So.
Okay.
But, artificial, you still need that surgeon.
Still need that surgeon now, right?
You need that experience.
Every day it steps up.
It does. It does. There's no question. Yeah, technology in healthcare is amazing. The stuff that we're seeing compared to, I got into it 35 years ago. None of this stuff existed. I mean, we barely had CAT scans at that point. I mean, seriously, it was crazy.
Oh. Even after you had CAT scans, the VA clinic didn't have them here, so they had to still go down to Mather. So
yeah.
Anyway, okay, hey, I'm with Casey Fatch, who's the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, rated in the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. In the United States.
And we just got awarded our Gold Seal Plus, or Silver Seal Plus for congestive heart failure treatment. So that's a big deal. That was just came in yesterday.
Wow.
We're excited about it.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
And speaking of something that's out there, it's Clyde's. Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. You know what? If you don't, you have to go down and see Clyde's business. He's got everything you could possibly imagine when it comes to TVs and speakers, Sony, Samsung, LG, Klipsch speakers. over 47 years in the business, everybody knows Clyde. Everybody, you know, most, a lot of people I know have their TV sets. We have our TV sets from Clyde. And right now he's got, on the shelves, he's got a radio. For people that, you know, still, you know, they like to listen to the radio maybe out in the shop and all that, he's got a new radio at a very good price point that gives you AM, FM, but it also gives you weather reports. Yeah, shortwave, all of these things. So it's something to take a look at when you go down to Clyde's at 1250 Hartnell Avenue. Just remember that when you see Clyde, you're talking to a guy that's one of the originals right here in Reading. And he's located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue, or give him a call at 221-4144. We'll be right back with Casey Fiats, CEO of the Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Find comedy, country music, and more this year at the Shasta District Fair June 19th through the 22nd with the insane Skip Banks cast of wacky characters. Louis Fox one-man sideshow featuring side-splitting comedy and magic tricks. The comedy show of master hypnotist Tyson. Plus country music with Chad Bushnell and Logan Mize. Go to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com and save up to 30% on admission tickets and carnival ride wristbands. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 19th.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Gigantic ammo sale this Saturday only at Jones's Fort. Our best prices of the year. Bulk packaging in your favorite calibers like 5.56, 9mm, 380, 45, 17 HMR, 22 mag, and much, much more. Starting July 1st, background checks on all ammo sales begins. So now is the time to stock up on all your favorite ammo at Jones's Fort. Big ammo sale this Saturday only, June 15th at Jones's Fort.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Shasta District Fair.
Shasta Strong is action-packed with Waterworks Park Kids Day free to kids 12 and under and only $1 for everyone else.
And our carnival ride special.
Free Senior Day.
Gear Jam and Auto Racing.
Hypnotist.
Crazy Wacky Magicians.
Side-splitting comedy.
Country music with Logan Mize.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you.
And all entertainment is free with paid fare admission.
Support our youth at the Junior Livestock Auction.
Visit the Kids Corner and stroll the grounds.
Shasta District Fair opens June 19th.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Get along, get along, get along, get along, best friends.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented, professional, and caring. All of this at Cornerstone Community Bank. They want you to experience how they move local dreams forward. They're bringing in, I think they have one of the people that they support, the business or group that they're supporting will be in tomorrow morning at 7:30. They are getting ready to open. If they have not already opened their branch, they've moved down to 192 Hartnell Avenue. So I think that one is may have already been open, but we'll check on that. But it looks is brand new. And they're all excited about it, too. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional and a friend that we've gotten to know each other. And we have. It's amazing. You know, we have a lot of things in common. And the man is, you know, and a little bit about the man. Uh-oh. You know, he can tell you about, you know, his history and all this stuff. But you are a real rock. And, I mean, you know, guitars and rock guy, kind of aficionado type. Yeah, yeah so... how did you get into that?
Well, that's, you know, music is the cornerstone of any young boys, you know, growing up in this country. It's hard to avoid. And, you know, my parents were listening to a lot of classic rock and, you know, it wasn't classic for them, but, you know, so, at that time, but it's classic for me now. And,
yeah, that's right. Now it's classic.
Well, yeah, my music teacher in high school basically, you know, you were born 20 years too late, unfortunately, you know, because I was always listening to the stuff that he grew up on. So, but yeah, that's, it's something I really enjoy. It's just, you know, music is phenomenal. And I was actually really impressed to see some of the bands that come through ready. I mean, I was amazed. I mean, we got to see Robert Cray at the Cascade. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's like one of the best.
Yeah, I mean, it was really an enjoyable evening for me, and I think we're going to see some of the people play at the Civic Center as well. So it's kind of impressive some of the acts that come through here. It's really exciting.
They are, you know, and not to royal, you know, get people all excited, but the you know, Cascade's bringing in great groups, but when the Rancheria opens that up, they're planning on bringing in. I can just imagine the kind of groups that they can that they can bring in, too. So you know what, we're just going to be. Hopefully, we'll just have a plethora of great acts coming through this.
Well, town. And it's just nice not to have to leave the area because this is where you want to be.
Yeah,
and to you know have dinner at a restaurant and just walk over to the venue and I mean, when I lived in LA, it used to take 3 hours to get down to venues like that. It made it unenjoyable. This is unbelievable.
You can have dinner.
Yeah.
Over there, and then literally at the Mosaic and walk across the field, have a great show, come back, get into your car, and be out of the arena and home in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I saw a concert at the Rose Bowl once, and it took me 3 hours to get home, and I lived 6 miles away from the place. I could have walked faster. It was unbelievable. So this is heaven up here.
This is heaven for people it is. Yeah. When I first came up here, they were working on both bridges, and people were complaining about the traffic snarls. I had to wait one time for a light. To get, you know, I missed the light because it was a little bit of a line, and I'm thinking, this is nothing. I mean, you know, it still was nothing, and you know, compared to what we're, you know, coming from San Diego, where San Diego's the traffic is horrible.
The first day I went to Shasta to go to work. The first day was a Tuesday morning, and I looked down on the 44. There was just no. I mean. From what I perceived, no cars. I thought it was a holiday. I thought it was the wrong day of the week. I didn't know if I was. It was the craziest thing. I was like, what's going on here?
What's coming? You know, with all these things that like you just said, tell us a little bit about the silver award.
Yeah. So again, these are a lot of these awards are awarded by the Joint Commission, or this one is awarded by the American Heart Association, where. Mm-hmm. They come in, they do surveys, they look at our processes, they look at how we treat patients with congestive heart failure, and then they particularly look at our outcomes, which means they look at how many people get readmitted within 30 days, or how many people expire in 30 days, and so those are things that you obviously you want to keep down, and we've been very successful at keeping people out of the hospital and keeping people alive on CHF. See, congestive heart failure is a serious disease. So that's something that we've been able to, you know, improve people's qualities of life.
Congestive heart failure is, I mean, somebody says you've got congestive heart failure. Does that mean you're going to, you know, pass away the next week?
Well, it depends how severe it is. But, you know, the object is not to have them pass away the next week.
Right.
And so there's a lot of courses of treatment. And,
What is it? I mean, when you say that congestive, to me, congestive means you're kind of like, you know, like your lungs are congested.
Something. Well, what happens is the heart has trouble pumping efficiently, and it could be for a number of different reasons.
Right.
But what happens is that the fluid backs up into your lungs because the heart can't pump that fluid through, and so that's basically the result of the disease. And whatever the cause is, it could be, you know, cardiomyopathy from alcoholism. It could be
smoking
from a virus. It could
Can smoking cause it? And the reason I'm saying that is that my dad smoked and he had, but I'm not sure
he probably had COPD, which we used to call emphysema. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And it's almost kind of the same symptoms, but it's really hard for the COPD patients to breathe out. And that's a different kind of a different mechanism. So yeah, it's. We're real excited about how we've been successful being able to keep people out of the hospital, keep them alive, and improve their quality of life through our cardiac rehab center, our center for wellness. So.
The are we still as a city? Because I know you're touching everything here when it comes to medical. Are we still having a potential crisis in doctors?
Yeah, we are. It's funny. I was discussing this with my wife last night, and.
Who, by the way, Dr. Orner Gill.
Dr. Orner Gill. She has a show with you guys.
Yeah, and Linda's doctor. Yes.
Yeah.
And OBGYN.
She's doing the Da Vinci surgery as well. And, you know, and again, people are having hysterectomies and going home the same day. That's impressive.
It used to be
a 5-day length of stay in the hospital.
Wow.
So it's gotten a lot better and a lot less pain for the patients. They're definitely having a much better experience without that pain.
If you're going to have it, you might as well not be in pain forever.
Pain is a problem.
So Orner and you were talking about doctors.
We were talking about coming up with you know how we have this, Chamber of Commerce is driving this image of Reading type of thing.
Yeah.
Well, we're thinking about doing the same type of thing for attracting doctors and their families and coming up with media, you know, videos and that type of stuff generally focused on, you know, the area, the benefits, the outdoors, the restaurants, and the schools. There's a lot of good schools here. Because I think a lot of that's missing from the recruitment process. So that's one of the things that we're starting to.
There are some things, you know, and the idea of having the doctors and their wives come up here to take a look at this and be talked to by other doctors' wives about why they're here. And, you know, I mean, because we've got people moved here from L.A. We have, I mean, from all these other places.
Well, and see, that's what my wife brought up last night.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's one of the pieces that's missing is you got to get the wives together and have them take the physician or whether it's, you know, the other spouse, whatever. Not just wives. It could be husbands, too.
Who could be
recruiting, you know. But to have them take them around and show them this is what we do here. We go to, you know, wherever restaurant, we go to whatever country club or, you know, wherever we go, this is what we do. This is where we shop. This is
you want
we
yoga?
Go.
We got yoga. That's you right. want golf? That's we got right. golf. We got if you all. Like hiking or biking, swimming, we got it all.
There's not a lot you can't do up here. I mean, it's just, but I just think that's something that's missing from our process. So we're going to be implementing that shortly.
Oh, good. I like to be able to see that. You know what? And, you know, when you bring in the spouses, and you're right, it is spouses, that what they can do. We had one that came down and he's a fly fisherman and he was trying to get into that. So I got him. Hopefully got him introduced into the Shasta Trinity Fly Fishing Club and all this so that, you know, he can get with other people that do this all the time. Okay, here's a question. If this guest ever heard of Rory Gallagher or Robin Trower?
Robin Trower, definitely. I've heard of Rory Gallagher, but I wouldn't be able to name songs. But Robin Trower, absolutely.
He will be considered a classic rock aficionado. There you go, Jimmy. He's heard of him.
Robert Trower, oh boy, he's unbelievable. Great guitar player.
Well, you know, we're here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional, and he says that's great. That'll do.
Well, thanks for the question because that's fun. I like it when people call in.
Yeah,
right in.
Well, you know, and here's the thing is that we talked about the Da Vinci machine, the 15th, 500th operation by this just one doctor.
Just one doctor. Yeah.
The great strides forward in medicine that takes people and they can leave the hospital that same day without the pain. And then how you all have got the Silver Award for the heart congestion. I mean, congestive heart failure.
Right.
And then the last thing is recruiting doctors and their spouses up here. Well, we've knocked off this half hour.
Covered a lot. We got some good rock and roll playing in the background.
There
as well,
you go. So. Okay. Hey, Casey, thank you so much for being with us today.
Always a pleasure.
Hey, when we come back, Kim Murray's coming in, and we're going to talk about some other things that are happening around here. People are running for the assembly and some ideas about that. We'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. They will not be crossing paths today, but President Trump and Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden are visiting a state that's key to their political futures.
Both have events in Iowa. The president won there 3 years ago and is looking to ensure it and other Midwestern states stay in his favor. A victory for Biden in next year's caucuses would cement him as the Democratic frontrunner. Iowa has swung between the two parties the past two decades, and today could give a glimpse of what a Trump-Biden matchup might look like in 2020.
That's correspondent Sagar Magani in the White House dismissing as laughable Biden's claim that the president poses a threat to the country.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders is pushing back against the Democratic frontrunner, who calls Donald Trump an existential threat.
The idea that he would say that the president poses any type of threat is truly laughable.
Sanders says Biden was a key member of an Obama administration that allowed China to grow and North Korea to test missiles. She says Biden has got a lot of explaining to do.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The National Transportation Safety Board getting involved in the investigation of yesterday's rooftop helicopter crash in Midtown Manhattan. The pilot, the only person on board the helicopter, was killed. David Ortiz, now hospitalized in Boston, the former Red Sox slugger, is undergoing treatment for wounds suffered when he was ambushed by a gunman in a nightclub in the Dominican Republic Sunday night. Wholesale prices edged a tenth of a percent higher last month. Not much of an increase. Analysts say it's a sign that inflation remains well under control, even as the economy is booming. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are higher. Right now, the Dow is up about 52 points. The S&P better by 6, and the NASDAQ is up 25 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, Prosper with Options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Several bodies have been recovered from the wreckage of a tour boat that sank in the Danube River. The vessel was lifted out of the river this morning in the Hungarian capital.
Divers have recovered four more bodies from the wreck, now half submerged. One of them is possibly the missing Hungarian captain. Salvage crews saluted as the remains were taken away on stretchers. Prosecutors say the mermaid, carrying 33 South Korean tourists and two Hungarian crew, was hit from behind under a bridge by a much larger cruise ship. All but seven died. Water is being pumped out to expose the engine room. If the hull can stand the strain, the boat will be lifted onto a pontoon for full examination.
The BBC's Mike Sanders. The European Union publishing EU-wide rules on drones, the guidelines aimed at providing a clear framework for what is and isn't allowed, as well as improving safety in the operation of drones. News and analysis at townhall.com. Seniors in major metro areas more likely to keep on working past the age of 65.
That holds true, especially in the Northeast and around Washington, D.C. According to an analysis of census data by the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, the types of jobs in those areas, government, finance, law, and academia, are more conducive to keeping seniors working longer. The analysis shows that among counties with at least 6,000 residents, about 12% have at least 21% of their seniors working or actively looking for jobs. John Scott reporting.
Boris Johnson has solidified his front-runner status in the race to become Britain's next prime minister. He's gained backing from leading pro-Brexit lawmakers in the UK. Johnson is promising to lead Britain out of the European Union by October 31st, either with or without a divorce deal. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 8:05 in the morning. On the 11th of June, 2019, in the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, what's it look like, Patty Wan?
We are looking at around 70 degrees, at least where I am right now, and a high of 105 today. So if you're doing anything outside, now's the time to do it. We're looking at a low of 72 tonight, and then a high of 100 tomorrow, and for the rest of all eternity, it looks like.
Copy and paste. And for those who are not sure what copy paste means, it's kind of a term where you copy something off of your computer, what you've typed or something that's in there. You push the copy button, and then you take it to another page, and you paste it.
So
the reason I'm explaining that is
you're repeating it.
It's kind of like doing a Xerox copy without the Xerox machine.
Yes.
All right. So. And you're asking, well, Carl, why do you have to explain that? Because we got a phone call. What's copy and paste?
Yep. Now we have to go and educate everybody on Ashley's colloquialisms.
There you go. Hey, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Well, if it's Tuesday... If it's an errant Tuesday, I have Ken Murray here. Sometimes I have other people roll in here, and Ken comes in, says hello, turns around, goes back out. But good morning, Ken.
I'm in charge of errancy.
Errancy. I have heard, okay, now that Brian Daly has become our newest state senator, I think he gets sworn in tomorrow, in fact. That means we are sans an assemblyman, which means assembly person. So it means there's going to be an election. So we've got to figure out is who's going to run. I've already heard that Patrick Jones has thrown his hat in the ring. But I've also heard, and this has not been confirmed, but I've also heard from two different sources. Which is, you know, if I was in the newspaper business, that would be enough to run with it. That Megan Daly is giving really serious consideration to running, Brian's wife. And I know Megan, and I think she's a great person, but I'm not sure about that, you know, about husband wives, serving.
We've had them before.
Yeah, in fact, we have had who was our last guy, Senator Tim Gaines' wife was an assembly person.
I wonder who else is going to jump in.
I don't know, but it's going to be interesting. I think there's some people around here besides Patrick that are going to be thinking about it.
I would assume so.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because it's, you know, and you know they've been thinking about it, and they must be doing, you know, I can't imagine Patrick just jumping into this without, because he's run for office before without having some kind of, I shouldn't say that sounds bad, but he's obviously talked to people and he's got a support group there, and because I was told that if you're going to run for assemblyman, you got to come up, if you come up with the $200,000 seed money, that more money will be given to you by the by the, you know, the main players on this. But $200,000 is a lot of money to come up with.
If I had $200,000, I wouldn't run for anything.
Well, the money doesn't come from you. It comes from people that believe in what you're going to stand for there. So I'm just, I hope that I'll give Patrick a call, see what he says about this. Maybe we can even do it while we're on the air. Anyway, what'd you bring today? Because you usually bring notes.
I've just been thinking about strange things. I have a curious mind, and I collect things that tickle my fancy. I'll give you an example, okay?
Oh, I'm ready.
The reason Mayberry, you know Mayberry, right?
Yeah.
The reason it was so peaceful and quiet was because nobody was married.
Nobody was married to Mayberry.
Andy, Aunt B, Barney, Floyd, Howard, Goober, Gomer, Sam, Ernest D. Bass, Helen, Thelma Lou, Clara, and of course Opie were all single. The only person married in Mayberry was Otis, and
he was the town drunk. Okay. Where'd you come up with this stuff?
I'll tell you something.
Nobody in Mayberry was married. That's why everybody was quiet and happy. And is this what you're saying? And they would play songs on the porch. They couldn't have to do the fact that it was a small southern town back in the days before craziness started.
I'm not putting forth an opinion. I'm just stating what I observe.
Well, you know what? And do not take this wrong, my love. But because I am the happiest I've been in my life is with Linda. But I was I was single for many years, and I was riding my taking the bike to Sturgis, and I came into this little gas station in Wyoming, and there was this old guy, cowboy hat on, pumping gas in his truck, and I come in and I'm putting gas in my bike, and he goes, "You riding by yourself?" I said, "Yes, sir." He goes, "You ride alone, you only have to please yourself." And I went, and then he drives off, and I sat there thinking about it, and I didn't know if there was like a spot open in the heavens, and it was, that beam of light that comes down. If you ride by yourself, you only have to please yourself, and that's true. But there's other things that go along with it.
You know, I read a lot. I even read the classified ads in the newspaper. You ever read the classified ads in the newspaper?
I do.
They're informative.
I want to see how much people can actually charge for a breed of dogs. And when they're up to like $1,800 or $2,000 for a Labradoodle, and I'm thinking to myself, this is just a cross. This isn't even a registered breed, I don't think. And they're charging like $2,000 or $1,800 for a Labradoodle puppy.
When I was a kid, we got all our dogs from a pound.
I'm just thinking you can have a friend that has a poodle, a bit large poodle, and a Labrador, throw them in together. And what does that mean that you're going to be, you have 10 puppies right before Christmas, and you have the best Christmas ever? I knew people that had they had golden retrievers, and just so happened they would have puppies around October. So just in time for Christmas.
You think that was an accident?
Of course not. But I tell you what, back then they were selling for like, $400 or $500.
Let me tell you something I ran across in the classified ads. It's a fictitious business name statement. I find those really interesting, how people come up with names for things.
Well, I tell you what.
Wait, this is really quick.
Okay.
Here's the name of the business, and it's in a residence on Old Alturas Road. The name of the business is Sassy Molly Jean.
Sassy Molly Jean?
Yeah.
Like Jean, G-E-N-E, or J-E-A-N?
J-E-A-N.
Sassy Molly Jean.
Oh. What kind of business is she doing out of her home? I think about things like
that. Well, you know what? That could be a type of Jean that they, I don't know. Hey, by the way, before Casey Fatch left, and he brought us breakfast in here. He said it's because a study came out last week that says people that skip breakfast are more susceptible to heart disease. So
they
there.
Eat big lunches.
Maybe that's it. I don't know. It's I don't know why that would be, but, you know, I believe what he says. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They can design it, build it, get you gems from all over the world. It's Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Rebecca and Henry are there. Great people. All right, we'll be right back with Ken Murray, and I want to get into some other things here that I see in the news that kind of, you know, lead to consternation. We'll be right back.
The Andy Griffith Show, starring Andy Griffith, with Ronnie Howard. From Town Hall is brought to you by Don Knotts.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Play our Riding in Style Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Win free slot play, prizes, or a brand new Harley Davidson.
It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that stays with you.
Drawing Sundays at 8 p.m.
Final drawing Sunday, June 30th, where you could win a brand new Harley Davidson Sportster Iron 883.
From Reading, Harley Davidson.
Not one, but two winners. No chrome, no apologies, just an authentic ride.
Riding in Style Swipe to Win.
You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts.
Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130.
Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app.
Must be 21 to attend.
Concerts are better at the River.
Gigantic ammo sale this Saturday only at Jones's Fort. Our best prices of the year. Bulk packaging in your favorite calibers like 5.56, 9mm, 380, 45, 17 HMR, 22 mag, and much, much more. Starting July 1st, background checks on all ammo sales begins. So now is the time to stock up on all your favorite ammo at Jones's Fort. Big ammo sale this Saturday only, June 15th at Jones's Fort.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeoplradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Kids, I don't know what's wrong with these kids today. Kids,
What's wrong with kids today?
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM right here. It is 8:19 in the morning. It is 78 degrees already, going up to 105, 106, 107, somewhere in there. I mean, if once it hits 105, it's kind of like, can you really tell the difference between 105 and 107? Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and sports of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Ready Home Helpers. If you need extra help at home, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Sharon Clark. Learn more at readyhomehelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350, and she will come to your home and make a plan and build a plan with you that works for your family. That's Home Helpers right here, Ready Home Helpers. By the way, it's Jake Mangus's birthday today, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. I think Jake looks like he's about 20, but I'm sure he's much older than that. So,
happy birthday,
happy
Jake.
Birthday, Jake. And there's many more. My cousin, Rebecca. It's her birthday today, too. And Ken Murray. Ken Murray stopped.
I quit having birthdays.
You stopped having birthdays. What, you're on the 40th anniversary of your, what, your 40th?
I'm almost on the 40th anniversary of my 39th.
Oh, man. Okay. We came back because one of the things, what about millennials?
Millennials. Now, this is a scientific fact. There have been studies done, and this is published information. Millennials, both here and in Europe, are measurably dumber by 3 to 6 IQ points or more than previous generations.
Thanks.
It's true.
It's an average, not you.
3 to 6. No, it's not Ashley.
Yeah.
Nearly a third of millennials, now in their mid-30s, still live in mom and dad's basement. They do not want babies because they want to be the babies, pampered and given everything, so they never must work or accept adult responsibilities, including parenthood. So, these are the millennials, and there's a grand solution for all of this.
And what's that?
To the political turmoil in the United States.
Okay.
Actress Alyssa Milano.
Milano.
Yeah. Said she was going to go on a sex strike until all abortion restrictions are ended. So a gal by the name of Christina Catarucci, who's a writer for the Left of Lenin webzine Slate, has offered a glimpse of what her millennial generation is now thinking. And what she says is that the serious business of childbearing and rearing be used as a political weapon. She literally proposed giving parents a choice between grandchildren and keeping their own conservative views, such as trickle-down economics, the Second Amendment, unregulated carbon emissions, whatever. Even she suggested that even some millennials go a step further and require, before they'll have grandchildren, that they make carbon copies of donations they make to the National Network of Abortion Funds. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that having...
because infanticide is fun.
I think the idea of having Alyssa Milano cut back is a good idea. This is the one that said... I think she's the one that said John Voight was a has-been nobody. You know, he's won an Academy Award. He's won several Emmys. He's still active in acting and garnering great accolades because he's conservative. A has-been. And I'm not sure that Alyssa Milano ever was on this. But, you know, and frankly, I've stopped caring a long time ago what people in Hollywood and people in the sports world think, because what they're there because of they're on TV or they're in the movies. But yet I saw this one thing, and I so much agree with this, is that you can't, I mean, I don't need an actor. I don't need a football player. I need a doctor. I need a school teacher. I need a mechanic. I need a plumber. I don't need those other people. And frankly, their ideas of what's right for me and what I believe, what I should believe in my country, are so far away from what I believe that, you know, frankly, I don't pay attention to any of them anymore.
Well, maybe,
and I don't care which side they're on.
Well, maybe you should. Maybe you should. Because
except to fight
push
what they're pushing.
This push towards socialism. I mean, President Barack Obama's science advisor was a guy by the name of John Holdren, and he advocated forced population control by adding chemical sterilants to the world's food and water supplies with a temporary antidote given only to those chosen by the government. That was the National Science Advisor. And what's the difference between that and politicizing grandchildren? And I say, not much. Not much.
Wow.
It's using, you know, and that guy wasn't a sports figure or a Hollywood person. He was a freaking science advisor.
Well, but that doesn't mean that everybody on either side is right. So on something like this. Here's my thing is, when we get into things like, oh, here's what the poll said. You know, the first question I asked people, and this got into something with a bunch of people, was, well, who took the poll? What are the questions they asked? You know, when you say that, oh, this is the happiest country or this is the most unhappy country, I need to see what their criteria was and then base it from there. Like right now, Reading has got an accolade from this organization from the Walton Family Foundation Heartland Award, and it talks about who they are and what they've done and how they measured this as for metropolitan statistical areas on most dynamic metropolitan areas. And you know, like below are the findings. In the most dynamic metropolitans is Midland, Texas. And it's, you know, an explosion in shale oil exploration, the economy, and all this. And they go down all these numbers. And who is it fourth? You know, here's the top 20. But the top 30, Redding, California is number 29 in this. When you think about this.
So we're a good place to open a Walmart?
Well, it's... No, what they're saying is that it's one of the most dynamic areas to be living and also to be growing the economy. Redding, California is 29th in the whole United States. You think about that. I think that's spectacular. And EDC is on tomorrow, and I cannot wait to talk to Tony and Todd about how this rating can affect us in the future. I mean, they are generated using performance-based metrics such as job growth, average annual earnings, and gross domestic product, and the proportion of total jobs at young firms. And it looks at, and so here's Reading. When you think that, oh gosh, Reading backwater, no, Reading is in the top 30 in the United States based on this survey that these people did. They look at regional price parities from the Bureau of Economic Analysis, whether goods and services are generally more or less expensive than the national average. All of these things are put into this. I think that this is a huge, huge boon to our region right now.
Okay. I mean, you just went through a litany of, before you believe a poll, you have to examine all these background things.
And that's
what I don't know
what
the background things are on that.
Well, the reason I do this is I go back and look at how they do it. How did they measure it? And who's the organization that does it? You know, do they have a dog in the fight? Are they going to get money out of this or something like this? I mean, they're not getting money from Redding, California. I don't think they're getting money from Bend. And Ben, Redmond, Oregon is in the top five. St. George, Utah is right there. Greeley, Colorado. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Raleigh, North Carolina is just above us. And we're like 29th out of the 30th. But that's out of 30 That's out of 30 cities in the whole United States. Reading is in this. I can't wait to talk to Tony and Todd tomorrow about this. And what's the significance? Is there a significance to this? Does this help us bring in more business? Do people start looking at us?
Maybe a cabal of EDC managers from all those towns got together, and Tony was part of that secret organization that cooked this survey.
You should go down to Goosebumps, The Science of Fear, at the Turtle Bay, because they talk about this. They talk about the conspiracy theories. I think that this is good news, and I can't believe that you're just kind of sitting here going, okay. I mean, you can't be this jaded with life to think that this something like this is kind of huge for us out here.
Carl, you don't have me in here to agree with you.
That's true. Hey, it's 8:30 in the morning. We got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell, it just does an outstanding job taking care of you and your family. He's been doing it since 1993. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, even though they're two separate businesses right there. Well, have you had somebody look at your finances? Have you had somebody look at maybe your investments over the last few years? And since all the disasters we've had around here, how is your insurance? You may have escaped the fires, the snow, we haven't had earthquakes yet, toads dropping from the sky, but we've had floods in it all. Have you escaped it? Maybe you want to take a look at your insurance. And Judy Maxwell is the one to call, 221-0441. We'll be right back right after these messages, 8:31 in the morning. It is 78 degrees already today and rising to 105. We'll be right back.
You'll find comedy, country music, and more this year at the Shasta District Fair June 19th through the 22nd with the insane Skip Banks cast of wacky characters. Louis Fox one-man sideshow featuring side-splitting comedy and magic tricks. The comedy show of master hypnotist Tyson. Plus country music with Chad Bushnell and Logan Mize. Go to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com and save up to 30% on admission tickets and carnival ride wristbands. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 19th.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Shasta District Fair.
Shasta Strong is action-packed with Waterworks Park Kids Day, free to kids 12 and under, and only $1 for everyone else.
And our Carnival Ride Special.
Free Senior Day.
Gear Jam and Auto Racing.
Hypnotists.
Crazy Wacky Magicians.
Side-splitting comedy.
Country music with Logan Mize.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you.
And all entertainment is free with paid fair admission.
Support our youth at the Junior Livestock Auction.
Visit the Kids Corner and stroll the grounds.
Shasta District Fair opens June 19th.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. It is about 79 degrees, going up to 105 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and it runs by appointments only. Give them a call at 244-9478 so you don't have to wait in there, because it's such a popular place and they give great haircuts. I haven't gotten my hair cut anywhere.
When are you going to start braiding it?
My hair is growing out, and it's, you know, it's one of those things in life, Ken, that when you have hair and you feel like growing it out, because so many places you can't grow your hair. And I've grown my hair out before when I was working in certain areas.
Wait a minute. What do you mean so many places you can't? You mean you can't grow it on your cheeks or your arms or what?
No, I'm talking about when in jobs you can't grow your hair. In the military, I had my hair short for
decades. So you're rebelling?
I just felt like it's time.
To have a ponytail?
I don't know how far it's going to go. Well, really, it's going to go until I get the conservatorship through for this family I'm helping. I thought for sure. I said, I'm not going to cut my hair till it's finished. And, well, it's not finished yet. We have one more week. And then after that, I will give a thought to getting it cut. This is how long it's been. And my hair is longer than it has been in 20 years. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Terry.
Tony.
I'm sorry, Tony. Good morning.
My handwriting's terrible. It's my fault.
Hey, Carl. It's Tony from the EDC. How are you?
Tony from the EDC. You listen to the show.
Are you part of a secret cabal? Are you part of a secret cabal that has got this ranking of number 29 for us?
Well, you know, Ken, it is true that polls can be manipulated. I know, you know those polls they do about what the best university is, you know, out there? They go out to the students and they say, if you want your degree to be worth more, say this is the best place to go to college, right?
Yep.
But that's not what this Walton Family Foundation Heartland Forward thing is at all. It's basically a study of results and also a look at policies and procedures. And what they're trying to do is identify cities, and we're in the top 8%, right? Number 29 out of 379, so that they can showcase best practices to other cities so that they can adopt some of these things.
Okay, so and you're going to be on Wednesday to talk more about this, but was there the way they did the facts gathering and all this? Did they visit places, or how did they collect this?
Well, there's lots and lots of data online. Like you mentioned, the Bureau of Economic Analysis. There's the Department of Labor. Those are two federal organizations. And as you know, in California, we have the EDD, and other states have that. And then also they look at all the press. You know, they look at job growth. And, you know, this isn't the only place where we've been recognized, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it now because I don't want to steal the thunder for tomorrow.
Yeah.
But we've been recognized a number of times over the last 2-3 years across all aspects of our community. So this is, as great as this is, it's one more thing that's icing on the cake. We have a lot to be proud of.
Well, you know what? And I want to talk about this tomorrow. So think of this as a teaser. And the fact is I want to ask questions. What were some of the other ones? I can think of one other right now, but I'm not going to talk about it. And what the impact this is going, what the impact this can be on our economic growth here. And I'd like to talk about that tomorrow when you're on the show at 8 o'clock.
We'll do that, Carl.
I know you will.
And I would.
Thanks a lot for calling, Tom.
Well, wait.
Wait a minute. Okay.
I would also like to know, as a precursor to that discussion, what is the definition of economic growth, specifically?
Well, they look at a number of different things, and Carl went through some of it before. They look at wage growth. They look at GDP growth in the area. They look at just different, different opportunities within the area. You know, are young companies growing? Does it look like they're generating innovation? It looks at whether or not the cost of living versus earnings, allow people to live there well. And, we're in a good situation here with our housing costs. And our wages are a little bit lower, right, than we'd like. But actually, since 2012, our wage growth has been very, very high compared to a lot of other areas. So we're kind of catching up in that area. That's kind of the only weak area we've had.
Okay, because my definition of economic growth is how much money do I have left over at the end of the month after I paid my bills?
And that's true.
That's the only definition that counts.
Well, then that's true, but it's an increase in the amount of goods and services produced per head of the population over a period of time. So it would be is what kind of it talks about, what the importance of economic growth is, public sector investment, private sector investment, increased productivity, all these things. So this is some of the things we want to talk about tomorrow.
Yep.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Day. Too,
you bet. All right. Thanks a lot, Tony, for calling.
My pleasure. Take care.
You need to get that down to a one-sentence explanation of economic growth.
An increase in the amount of goods and services produced per head of the population over a period of time. That's the definition.
An increase in the cost?
In the amount of goods and services.
Amount of goods and services.
Produced per head of the population over a period of time.
Well, that definition of economic growth just says I work harder than most. It doesn't say I economically benefit from it.
It can be measured in nominal or real terms. So you can work harder, but it's talking about the overall increase of productivity, okay, and services, increases in capital goods, labor force, all of this. So, like our gross national product, our GNP has been raised. Is raising, I think they're saying 3% is an outstanding percentage on something like this. And we've been doing that for a couple of years now. So,
what else?
Well, some of the things I'm looking at too is the dueling tax proposals we have. We have the city who is talking about a half cent or 1 cent sales tax general fund, by a group of people, not the city council. But the city council, if you ask them a question, why can't we do this or this, you get a lecture on how there's no money. Well, and I realize that. I realize there's no money. And so why we need new taxes. And at the same time, you've got the Board of Supervisors have raised the countywide 1 cent sales tax to be used, and it's going to be a specific tax. It needs a two-thirds. That's going to go for public safety.
I think dueling tax measures is a mistake.
I think it is, too. I think they need to combine what they're talking about. Nick Gardner came on the other day and talked about a specific tax strictly for the jail. And it pays for the jail, pays for a new 500-person jail. And that all the money that comes in from that just goes to the jail and the people to run the jail and the cost of running the jail. And you look at the cost of running the jail is millions and millions of dollars a year. Does that mean if that money then is available to the cities and the county that they could then go out and do some other things like hire a couple more cops or hire a couple more sheriffs? Or is it going to be used for other things?
Well, if you look at it, perhaps having a countywide tax alleviates the need for the County Board of Supervisors to charge a booking fee when the City of Reading or City of Anderson takes a miscreant to the jail. And if we didn't have to pay so much in booking fees, we might have money to hire more cops. So, you know, just passing the tax, any kind of tax, doesn't necessarily solve the problem unless inherent in the language of it are things that, in fact, solve other problems at the same time. But dueling tax measures make no sense to me whatsoever.
Make no sense at all. And I'm hoping to get the Chris from the, I think it's Chris, from the city side of it on. We've talked several times. We just can't connect. To get him on to talk about what he envisions for this tax. Again, we go into the fact that if it's a general tax, people have this inherent fear or distrust of government to use it for public safety. It worked down in Anderson, but will it work up here in Reading, which has so many other things that the money could be used for besides public safety. But the idea of putting it at the countywide level, that the cities, of course, of Anderson and Reading and Shasta Lake have to kind of, and Bernie, have to kind of like buy into these things.
Still requires an organization, leadership, and money to run any a ballot measure.
It will. Oh, yeah. This is not going to just happen. Nope. This has got to be, this, and that's why they're looking at it for, not in this November, but for next year in 2020 at some point. And we're going to take a break. It's 8:45 in the morning. It is probably 80 degrees right now, going up to 105 degrees today, maybe a little bit warmer, but it's 80 degrees. So if you're going to get anything done, maybe even before noon, if you might be thinking about it. And this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Like a little mini cruise ship right down there at 301 Hartnell Avenue. Gourmet chefs, activity directors. These are people that are tired of taking care of the plumbing, grass, the, you know, outside, all the yard work. No, they just want to live a happy life that they can use as a basis to, you know, to travel and all this. River Commons Senior Living. You can even bring your pets in there.
When we come back, I want to talk about whether or not God's important in this country.
That's a good question. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:46 in the morning, 80 degrees out there.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries and a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday. A Reading landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we've really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
God and guns keep us strong.
God and guns keep us strong. Where do you find these? I love it. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio. It is 8:51 in the morning, and it's 80 degrees out there, going up to 105 today. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You give them a call at 365-3793. Tomorrow, Economic Development Corporation is going to be here talking about this latest findings from the Walton group that said that Redding is in the top 30 cities in the United States for economic growth. And also, Cornerstone Community Bank is sending in some of the people that they help out in their businesses. We're here with Ken Murray. And when Ken left, he says, is God still important to the United States?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's an individual type question, but I've got a feeling.
I don't think so. I will explain why.
Okay.
No, when you've watched congressional hearings. When they swear people in.
Yeah.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or help me God, right?
Yeah.
Democrats controlling the U.S. House of Representatives have removed so help me God from the oath witnesses take before testifying.
Is it because they feel like the witnesses are going to lie and it's going to cause them, internal damnation?
No, according to Steve Cohen, Democrat from Texas, he said this, and I will quote, "I think God belongs in religious institutions, in temple, in church, in cathedral, in mosque, but not in Congress." And he claimed that Republicans support for the longstanding language constituted, quote, using God, close quote. And then he went on to say that God doesn't want to be used. And I'm thinking to myself, there's a huge difference between acknowledging God and using God. And frankly, my particular religious persuasion says that God, in fact, wants to be used. Okay? He wants to be used. There's no way to ignore the Christian roots of the United States of America. The founding fathers were strongly religious men and their Christian faith was a major influence on them in writing our founding documents. But Democrats apparently want to remove religion from everything they can. And, you know, Christians are attacked for their religion, including young kids in their schools being told they can't pray. Seems like the left is waging full-on war against Christianity while bending over backwards for those who practice other religions or none at all. God doesn't want to be used. Give me a break.
Well, I see statistics where people are less people are going to church. That, you know, you see rising of Satanist or satanical groups that are actually trying to get, you know, where you have, you know, if you have statues to you know, about God in areas, they're trying to get statues up there about Satanism.
Well, there's I don't know that somebody has to go to church to have a relationship with God, but I know personally that if you don't have a spiritual life of some sort, you're an incomplete person, and I don't need incomplete people running my government.
Well, you know, but it doesn't.
That's just my opinion.
I know that's your opinion, but you'll have other people that are going to fight it and saying, "Well, you know what? Yeah, they go into the whole thing. I mean, it all goes back to faith, and it all goes. There is a steady decline in Christianity, people going to churches." In this, and I'm not sure if you asked people why they stopped going to church, or do they believe in God and don't go to church, I'm not sure that you wouldn't have a number of people that maybe don't go to church but still believe in God, still believe in Jesus Christ, and that I really believe that that's the answer. But if you just look at, you know, at numbers, there could be a variety of reasons. I mean, the Catholic Church has gone through, over a decade of being hammered, and rightly so in many of these cases.
Their own fault.
Yeah, it is, and it is their own fault. But they've been hammered over the last decade or even longer about, you know, the sexual assaults from priests on children and other people. The Catholic faith is now looking at the fact of maybe we should allow married priests. Because of shortages in priests, people, and well, I think they should too. But I'm not Catholic, and I'm not going to tell them what to do with their religion. But I think that people are questioning everything nowadays. You know, the government, you know, rating is consistently below, and I hate to say this, cockroaches in many, you know, and sometimes, for people that we elect to represent us.
You know,
so I think people are questioning everything now.
Muslim murderers yell out Allah Akbar, which is God is great, right? They're doing it in their minds for religious purposes, and God is used for other purposes continually. But A, that doesn't mean there isn't a God, and B, it doesn't eradicate the need for a spiritual component to a well-balanced life.
I agree 100%.
Well, that's boring.
Well, I know, but I do. I think that you have to have a belief in something. You have to have a belief in, and in this case, if it's, you know, maybe it's, you know, they say there's no atheists in foxholes. That's not true, because there's people that don't believe in God in the military. But it's the type of thing that people, I think, if you don't expose your children to a religion, an organized religion, when they're children, and then kind of let them make up their minds, but just to ignore it, is, I think it does them a disservice. But, Ken, thanks a lot for being here with us today.
Am I done?
Well, you are, because I have one last thing I have to talk about, and that's right now, being delivered to the mailbox, to your mailbox right now, are $300 gift certificates. And if you get this $300 gift certificate down to BNT Satellite at 1007 Dana, they're going to help you with that. It's the local premier satellite dealer, BNT Satellite. All of you that are 55 plus years of age, there's no receiver or plan restrictions. If you do, you know, you don't call the 800 number, but call Doug Tooley and the local guys at 241-3474-241-DISH. You get a great deal. You get a free movie rental each month for 4 years of service, a free upgrade to Hopper 2, and they can make a package that is absolutely right for you. That's right, BNT Satellite. Right now, $300 gift certificates coming to you. Open them up. Just don't toss them away and go on down and see Doug Tooley, a local DISH guy, or give him a call at 241-3474, 241-DISH.
A friend of mine, I just referred them to a friend of mine, and she was an 80-year-old lady, and she called me later and said they were the nicest people she'd ever met. The
guys from BNT?
Yep.
Good people there. All right, tomorrow, it's, of course, Economic Development Corporation and Cornerstone Community Bank. Everybody, hey, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.